The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, March 25, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported that an unknown male and female left the business with $500 in unpaid merchandise. Police patrols of area proved negative. CCTV footage revealed, however, that the male and female left the area in a dark-colored Jeep. Suspects described as wearing black hoodies and black pants. Attempts to contact the registered owner of the vehicle proved negative. Investigation to continue. March 26, 1600 block 56th Street. Complainant reported that sometime over the past few days, two storage units were broken into and rummaged through. It appears nothing was taken. No witnesses or video surveillance was available. Damage was estimated at $300. A file number was provided for insurance purposes. March 27, 4700 block Stehacken Court. Complainant reported the theft of an unlocked vehicle left on the roadway in front of their residence while they were on vacation. CCTV canvas proved negative. April 1, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Complainant reported the theft of multiple knives from a local business. Suspect description was provided to police, who located a male at a nearby bus stop with merchandise worth approximately $1,000 from multiple businesses. The male was arrested and released on an undertaking to appear in court later. Ladner, March 26, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported the theft of their son's unlocked bike that was left unattended for approximately 15 minutes outside their home. The bike is described as a two-tone black-orange mountain bike with the approximate value of $800. CCTV footage revealed a young male wearing a hoodie with black backpack, but the images are not suitable for dissemination. Bike flagged as stolen on the Canadian Police Information Center. March 27, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that they were contacted by an unknown number, claiming to be their daughter, requesting to e-transfer funds. The complainant completed the first transfer of $1,800, which was accepted, and a second attempt was cancelled by the RBC Fraud Division and advised first transfer was unable to be reversed. The complainant confirmed their daughter had not changed numbers and had not requested funds. March 29, 5300 block Grove Avenue. Complainant reported that sometime overnight, a few of their fence panels had been kicked down, and a crosswalk sign had been thrown into the street. CCTV footage captured teenagers in the area around 2 a.m., but nothing suitable to identify suspects. Police received multiple reports of the same incident. The complainant was calling for reporting purposes only. March 30, 4800 block Delta Street. Complainant reported the theft from their rental vehicle that was parked on the street with keys left inside. Personal belongings taken from the vehicle, red suitcase, Aspire laptop, gaming PC, and miscellaneous clothes worth approximately $2,700. CCTV proved negative.